Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Rallycast, a podcast where we discuss, dissect, and I guess deliver all that is rally. My name is Trevor, and here with me today, sitting across the table and fresh back from an awesome weekend event that we'll talk about shortly, is Carl Drummond. Carl, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Ah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. So tell me then, where have you been? You've been out in the bush for the past few days. Which event was it? Where was it? And what are we talking about today?
All right. Well, we're going to cover the 2013 Quit Forest Rally, which was round one of the State Rally Championship and the Clubman Series.
Righto. Well, let's get stuck into it by talking about the first heat. Now, I believe, Carl, this was the opening night, and from memory, it's down on the foreshore in Busselton, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's a tarmac super special stage down there. It's effectively a spectator stage. It's about 2 kilometres long, and the competitors run on the Friday night. They ran two laps in the forward direction and two laps in the reverse direction, so going not driving backwards, just going the other way around the track.
Oh, great. Look, it appears all the action was happening down there, including perhaps a few early retirements.
Yeah, there was. A couple of people, unfortunately, opening night had a few little dramas. Doug Tostevin and Ryan Doe. Now, Doug only picked up his Bexy WRX a week, I think, or two before the event, very late entry into the event, and came out opening night, launched off the line and broke a drive shaft. And unfortunately, that put him out. Alex Lorakowitz and Roger McNaughton, running a Mazda 323 GTX, four-wheel drive turbo car, had a mechanical issue. I think it might have been transmission-related, and they didn't finish the tarmac either.
That's no good. Look, so the end of Heat 1 then, who was in front?
Well, the tarmac winners for Heat 1, who got an early lead on the tarmac, was Alex Stone and Hannah Drury in their WRX, classic shape WRX, and they actually incidentally won the 2012 State Rally Championship, so they were very happy to have opened their account for the weekend with an early lead. There were a couple of crowd pleasers in there as well. Lee Hines, Stuart Percival running in their classic shape WRX. They're always very spectacular. Yeah, we're quite happy to chuck the car in sideways into a couple of the corners, much to the delight of the very large crowd there. And Short Keating and Caleb Ash running in a Nissan Silvia S13. We're also running around there with clouds of tyre smoke and a lot of sideways drifting actions. Yeah, that really pleased the crowd as well.
Yeah, well, I heard there was quite a crowd down there. Okay, we'll move on to the next day, which is held in the surrounds of an area that, well, I guess for about 363 days of the year is a relatively a quiet country town, until, of course, the quick forest rally rolls into town. And look, it is good to see the people out there, especially for the community as well. And obviously that place is Nanup. Carl, can you tell our listeners how many stages and what sort of distances the competitors were covering there?
Yeah, well, making up the Heat 1 is the tarmac stages on Friday night and then into the gravel Saturday. There was 8 gravel stages, which equal to about 101 competitive kilometres, so it's a fair distance, and 3 of those stages were repeated. Also, the longest stage of the rally was run twice. It's 24 kilometres long. It was the Ferndale stage.
So did Friday night's winners still retain the lead then?
Stone and Drury were leading into the first stage in the morning, and Hines and Percival got in front of them and sort of took a few seconds on every stage sort of for most of the day after that.
Excellent. Look, I'm looking here at the list while I'm talking to you of problems that occurred during Heat 1, and there seems to be everything here from cracked sumps to blown engines. Can you give us a bit of a rundown and all that?
Yeah, it was an eventful day, and the forest is often that way, being the first rally of the year. Yeah, Tostevin and Doe, they lost a lot of time in special stage 4. I think they possibly put the car off the road. I did notice they had the bumper was knocked off the car, so that they might have spent a bit of time off the road. John McCara and Richard Harris, running a Lancer Evo 7, had a blown engine. Not good luck for them. They had a blown engine at the same time last year as well. Alex and Lisa White brought out a brand new S13 Silvia for them, and they had some problems. Father and son Graham and Greg Miles, in their WRX classic shape, had radiator issues. Raz Vlad and young Damon Nicoli in a Ford Fiesta ST lost a lot of time early in SS4. Graham Iddles, Chris Randall in a WRX run by Maximum there had some trouble that may have been mechanical, or I think that they haven't done a rally for a while, so it might have been off the road for a bit or something. Adrian DeLallo and Roger Pedersen, Roger from the Eastern States in their Evo 6, also had a bit of drama there. And later, sort of into the rally, a few stages later on, Keating and Ash running in their S13 had some gearbox troubles, and their car was actually jammed in second gear for a couple of stages. And I think Sean was saying the fastest he could sort of go was about 80, 85, 90 k's an hour, so really having to scream the car until their crew could get at it and replace the gearbox later on in the day. Yeah, John Nannan and Daniel Hampton, WRX, second rally in the WRX for them. They had some fuel problems that sort of started on Friday night, and unfortunately their crew wasn't able to resolve that in time, and that resulted in a blown engine. Yeah, Leo Eriks and Paul Vandermeer running a Ford Escort, the good old Ford Escort, Trev, from our days of rallying that car.
Remember them quite well.
Yes, indeed. Leo and Paul suffered a cracked sump. I did hear late Friday afternoon or evening that they got the sump off the car and had raced it all the way back to Perth to weld it up and put it back in the car for Sunday.
And what about Hines and Percival? I believe they were leading at one stage there and had a problem.
They were leading the rally quite comfortably. I think they were up to somewhere close to 30 seconds or maybe over 30 seconds by Ferndale 2, the second repeat stage, longest stage. And they retired, unfortunately, had an electrical drama, I think, which is a bit of a shame. They haven't had the best of luck with the Forest Rally, but that's how it goes.
So after all that, then, what were the, well, let's say, top 10 placings for Heat 1?
All right, well, in 10th place, despite the gearbox drama being stuck in second, Keating and Ash managed to come to 10th. Jeff Leithater and new navigator Paul Helm, in a new car as well, Nissan 180SX, they finished 9th. In Heat 1 and took the state two-wheel drive championship win for Heat 1, so that was a great result for them and their team. In 8th place, Chad Marshall, co-driven by Sharon Black in their classic shape WRX, came home well in 8th place. Steve Oxley and Justin Smith in the current shape WRX brought their Rex home in 7th, so it was a good effort for them. 6th place, Craig and Scott Pusey, brothers, brought their Subaru Legacy, slightly older car. They started out in the Legacy last year and then have been steadily improving, so they had a great result for those guys. And amazingly, for a whole weekend of rallying, they had a service crew of one, you know, one person really? Plus the boys, and so they did a phenomenal job. And I actually think it was. And I actually think Marshall and Black had a service crew of one as well, and they did a similar feat as well. So moving down the list into the top five, John O'Dowd and Ben Searcy running a Spec C WRX, very consistent and tidy driver. John, they came 5th. 4th place was Rob Webber and Greg McPherson in their Lancer Evo 7. Rob debuted that Lancer Evo late last year, and he's been running it going well. Down to 3rd place, and 3rd place was taken by Mark Davies and Greg Flood. Normally, Mark and his brother Steve race or co-drive. They swap over from event to event. This time, Greg jumped in the navigator seat. And those boys, who really do run on a very, very shoestring budget, have pulled out a great feat and got 3rd. So well done to them. Down to 2nd place, the pointy end of the field, obviously. And this one was a young guy. He's, in fact, still on his P-plates. Last year won the two-wheel drive state championship in a Ford Escort, in a fairly basic spec Ford Escort. Stepped up to a four-wheel drive, to a Rex this year, ex-Doug Tostevin car. And so Dylan King, co-driven by Lee Tierney, have done very, very well in Heat 1 and finished 2nd. So a great debut for them for a four-wheel drive car. And with the late problems of Hines and Percival retiring in Ferndale, Stone and Drury have effectively retaken the lead that they had on the tarmac from the night before and won Heat 1.
Well, that's fantastic results there. Okay, so as I understand it, Carl, from there the competitors left Nanup, is that right, and started on Heat 2. Where was that?
Yeah, that's correct. The Forest Rally, as we said earlier, is two heats in the one rally. So once all the stages are finished in Nanup on Saturday, they go into a two-hour service where the teams can work on the cars, and then they head back down to Busselton to the Super Special stage to run the tarmac again. This time, and this format will probably carry through into next year, instead of doing two laps in each direction, they ran four continuous laps, so it gave everybody a bit of a longer continuous time on the tarmac down there.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I've always loved the Busselton stage as a competitor and as a spectator, and I've seen some pretty quick times set down there, that's for sure. Now, I believe the fastest time for the night was set without having all the wheels on the ground, is that right?
Yeah, correct. And maybe not what our listeners are thinking either. What actually happened was that Alex Stone and Hannah Drury, who'd won Heat 1, so were on a high, were ripping around doing setting an absolute ripper of a time for the start of Heat 2 on the tarmac. And on the very last lap, actually the last corner before the finish straight, they clipped a concrete barrier with the front of the wrecks there, clipped another couple of concrete barriers, had a fairly spectacular accident. The impact was hard enough that it ripped out the right-hand front suspension clean out of the car, the strut, the drive shaft, everything came out of the car, and the car went through over the finish line with three wheels and a lot of sparks. It was fairly exciting, probably the biggest accident I've seen at the Forest Rally. They were okay, which is the main thing, of course. However, they, regardless of the fact that they'd lost a wheel, they still managed to set the fastest time, even beating the ARC, the Australian Rally Championship guys as well. So that was probably a great story to tell the kids, you know, or reminisce about in years to come. Probably not the best news because that did retire them from the rally after that. They weren't able to repair the car.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, then. Well, we'll push on then. So, to Sunday morning, where were the competitors off to?
Yeah, okay. Sunday's effectively a mirror of Saturday. Back to Nanup again into the gravel to contest the stages. Not on the same stages. Some of them were one or two. The rest of them were different stages. Another 82 competitive kilometres on the gravel for Sunday and the finish of the rally.
Look, well, I'm quickly looking over these results while I'm talking to you, and I can see there was four restarts. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there was about four restarts. Heinz Percival managed to get their wrecks sorted, and they restarted. Graham and Greg Miles got their wrecks sorted. I think they had radiator dramas the day before, overheating problems, and they were able to overcome that. Eriksson Vandermay, they got the sump welded up and back on the Escort. And Ittles and Randell also restarted as well near Rex.
Right. Look, I can see here Lajeda had an issue or possibly a retirement. What happened there?
Yeah, and this is how rallying is sometimes. That's just the nature of the sport. They did very well, one two-wheel drive in Heat 1, and then about the second, I think, or third stage on Sunday morning, they started having some clutch trouble. And eventually, three stages from the end of the rally, the car had to be retired. There was no clutch at all. When the boys pulled the gearbox out of the car, they found there wasn't much happiness inside the clutch in there.
Okay. All right. Well, if we wrap up the final results in the top 10, as I can read it here, 10th place, Webber McPherson and Keating Ash. Is that equal 10th place?
Yeah, that's right. And Rob Webber did retire towards the end of Heat 2 as well. So he'd had amassed enough points on Saturday. And the same with Keating Ash. They had the gearbox trouble on Saturday and still amassed enough points to be equal 10th for both of those. So it was a solid way to open their accounts for the state championship.
And 9th place and the first two-wheel drive?
Yeah, that went to Raz Vlad and Damon Nicoli. They were really sort of going like a freight train, I think, on Sunday, and did very well.
Excellent. And 8th place is Pusey and Pusey, is it?
Yep, Craig and Scott, great result for them to finish eighth outright for the weekend. That was no doubt a very pleasing result to come home with the car unscathed and looking as shiny new as it did when they started the rally and get a great result.
Now, I hope we're both looking at the same page here. Sixth place was equal again.
It was, this time shared with Steve Oxley in his current shape, Rex, and Doug Tostevin. Even though Doug had the retirement Friday night with a broken drive shaft and then some delay on Saturday, recovered enough and went well during Heat 2, which was enough to give them points for sixth outright.
And same for fourth position as well?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? On Saturday, Hines and Percival retired, and I suppose effectively Heat 2, Stone and Drury retired, and both of those cancelled each other out, and they both ended up with equal fourth for the weekend.
And third position, O'Dowd and Sarcy?
Yeah, John O'Dowd and Ben Searcy, a very, very tidy drive for them. Yeah, and they've come home with a podium spot, third outright for the weekend, so very well done to them.
Excellent, and a WRX in second place.
Yeah, another WRX, classic shape. It goes to show these things are really evergreen, aren't they? That they, and I'm glad to say that I compete in one of those as well because they always seem to be at the pointy end of the field. Yeah, Mark Davies, Steve Davies was servicing this weekend. Mark Davies and Greg Flood there on their shoestring budget have come second outright for the weekend. Brilliant result for them.
And top spot?
Top spot? Well, you know, you got to say well done to this young guy, Dylan King. He actually finished Heat 2 in second place, but finishing Heat 1 in second and Heat 2 in second gave him enough points for the weekend to actually take first outright. So first rally in a four-wheel drive car, first rally in the Rex, and him and his navigator Lee Tierney have won state championship rally. So a brilliant result for the weekend.
Look, that's fantastic results, Carl. It's been great sharing these with you and also the action from the first round of the State Rally Championship. Look, could you give our listeners a bit of an insight to what's next on the rally calendar?
Yeah, the next rally is the Donnelly Rally, which is going to run in May in a lovely place called Donnelly River. It's actually the old Donnelly mill site. It's a holiday village in this day and age, and that runs on the Saturday, the 18th of May. So back to the Blackwood area, a little bit further south than where we've been for the Forest Rally. Absolutely brilliant rally. Love the roads down there. Well, there wasn't too many serious retirements from the Forest Rally, so hopefully all of those competitors and a few that were maybe missing from the Forest will be out to come and have a play at Donnelly.
Excellent. Well, that's great. And look, as I said at the start, we discuss and dissect and deliver all that is rally. We do get asked a lot where people can find more podcasts and rally information. Where can they go, Carl?
Well, that's an easy one, mate. To perthrallydriving.com is where we will have all these podcasts stored and also transcripts of each of our podcasts as well. And we also have a Facebook page which is known as WA Rallying. So if you look that up on Facebook, you'll find us there as well.
Well, righto. That's pretty easy. Thanks to our listeners and, of course, yourself, Carl, for your time. Look, I can't wait for the next one. I know we've got a few interesting podcasts coming up, so I'll sign off now and thank our listeners, and I'll speak to you next time.
No worries, matey. Thanks for that.
Righto. See ya.
See ya. Please note that the opinions, ideas and views expressed by the hosts are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions, ideas or views of the competitors, organisers or the governing body of the motorsport.